from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
This is Roz and Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Mocha.
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do the news!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
News break.
TV this weekend. Kristen Wiig is back hosting Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And is it Ray? Mm-hmm. R-A-Y-E?
I hope she does.
Is the musical guest? Who's that?
Target? Oh.
Do we play her?
Singer. No.
No, okay.
I hope Kristen Wiig does Target Lady.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one that I like that Kristen Wiig does? Oh, the one that she's so excited all the time that she just can't keep the information in.
Oh, Aunt something something?
Yeah, I love that one. She's like, I'm so freaking excited.
I like the, who do I like? Kristen Wiig. I like the one where she's got the big forehead and the little hands.
Oh,
isn't that Gilly?
No.
Gilly's
got the curly hair.
Yeah.
No, Gilly? This is when she's part of the sisters group where they're like a singing group.
Yeah, like the Dixie Chicks. Style.
Right. Yeah. But she's got the big forehead and the little hands.
Yeah.
That's classic. I like that one. So that's happening. And then the final episode ever, apparently, of Curb Your Enthusiasm is on Sunday as well.
Oh.
So stay tuned for that.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Shaquille O'Neal doing an interview talking about how pissed off he was after Team USA won the 96 gold medal at the Olympics in Atlanta.
Pissed? Why? You just won gold.
Well, because the coach, I guess, and he explains it, that the coach wanted to play David Robinson more because it was going to be his last game. Mm-hmm. But then that really pissed Shaq off. And listen to what Shaq did.
Did you enjoy the Olympics playing here?
Yes and no. In the gold medal game, Lenny Wilkins says, hey, this is probably Dave Robson's last game, so he's going to get more minutes. I said, cool, I wasn't playing, but he didn't play me at all. I was so pissed off after the ceremony, I drove home in my uniform, and I threw the goddamn medal out the window.
Time out. You still have the gold medal, right?
No, I threw it away on the highway.
On the road.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere on the highway, there's an Olympic gold medal.
Yes, I just did like this and threw it.
Has it been found?
No.
Okay. Oh, my God,
so,
Shaq!
So somewhere, and I guess they figured it out, and it was I-75, which is the highway between, because he was living in Orlando at the time.
Yeah.
So that would have been, it's a 430-mile drive between Atlanta and Orlando. So somewhere on I-75 is Shaq's gold medal from the 96 Olympics.
It's gone. Yeah, there's no way.
It has to be gone.
It's gone.
Or a gator.
Yeah, that was 28 years later?
Yeah.
No, it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. Something ate it or somebody has it,
uh-huh.
Right? They melted it down. I don't even know what they did. Hillbillies down in that.
Come on, Shaq, you big baby.
I know. Like, it's the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's the Olympics. And also, you're on a team sport. And 96, like, he was still a very young guy in 96.
Yes.
And that was like when they didn't play, when Team Canada didn't put in Sidney Crosby's first year, like his first like 2 years or whatever it was, he didn't make Team Canada. Mm-hmm. And everybody was pissed off and they had said, he's got plenty of years to go to the Olympics, this, everything else. It was a mistake. He should have went, mm-hmm. right? But yeah, you don't throw the medal out the window at the Olympics.
I know.
Like,
you idiot.
Yeah, anyway.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Madonna's lawyers are fighting back against that lawsuit where these two guys sued Madonna for starting her shows late. This was back in January when the two attendees claimed in the initial suit that on December 13th, Madonna's show began at 10:30, despite the tickets advertising 8:30. Mm-hmm. They say had they known what time Madonna was actually going to take the stage, they claimed they would not have paid for tickets. minutes. The pair of fans accused the delay, which they claimed happened again. So it wasn't a one-off, they say, because it happened again on the 14th and the 16th, of wanton exercise in false advertising, negligent misrepresentation, and unfair and deceptive trade practices. They say the plaintiffs speculate that ticket holders who left the venue after 1 a.m. might have had trouble getting a ride home or might have needed to wake up early the next day. Madonna's lawyers say that that is not a cognizable injury. So meaning, how can you sue for something that isn't actually an injury?
But I still think it's wrong to show up on stage at 10:30 when your show starts at whatever, 8:30.
I yes.
Right? Like, fun. Listen.
A club show, sure. Uh-huh. Right? Who cares? You're all there all night.
But if it's at
anyway,
like a big venue, right? A stadium, yes, whatever.
Yes.
An arena. Like, if it's 8:30, maybe show up at like 9, maybe even 9:15.
Yes.
I'm understanding of that. And but then 2 hours later?
Nah. Yeah. No, and then the problem is a lot of acts, you know, they'll just pay the curfew fine for whatever the venue is, but they never take into account if you're in a city where transit stops running at like a certain point.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's people that need to get like, and they got like an hour plus train ride home.
Yeah.
And if you're there later, then I guess maybe you sue for that. I don't know. I don't know.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Eclipse on Monday.
Yes.
The weather, Mocha, is looking so far like...
So cloudy, guys.
No!
So cloudy.
Yeah.
Yo, can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
So I ordered eclipse glasses on Amazon.
Yeah.
They showed up yesterday.
Yeah. How
right?
are they?
So they're amazing.
Okay.
But I put them right back in the box.
You did, because you're
going to
send
the return
back.
Label.
You're going to send it back
it's
already.
It's going back today, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't be allowed to return eclipse glasses.
Why?
That's like panties.
No. I'm returning the eclipse glasses eclipse happens.
No. You should not be able to return eclipse glasses.
Yo, Amazon, though.
We all know.
Amazon's stopping that, though, eh?
Nah, I know. We all know.
Not today, though.
The amount of people that are going to be returning eclipse glasses. Come on.
What,
there should be a no return policy on eclipse glasses.
Not mine.
No, they might. No. That's panty rules for eclipse glasses.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. They showed up. Right back in the box, taped up the box, printed up the return label.
Why did you even open it?
Because
you tried them on? You wanted to see?
No,
did you go outside and look at the sun?
No, there was other stuff in the box that we needed.
Okay. All right.
Chocolate and stuff.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, Kendall Jenner's just got to stop doing commercials.
What now?
So you remember when she did the Pepsi commercial, right? Where it was like the protest and she saved everything. And like,
it was during the BLM time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was just awful.
She gave a soldier or a police officer
something. I don't
a
know
Pepsi?
What the hell was going on. But now she just did a commercial for Gucci's new neon Gucci luggage collection.
What's wrong with... Why are we beefing with Gucci?
We're not beefing with Gucci. It's just that in the commercial, so they posted it on their socials, and they said, going places with Kendall Jenner.
Okay.
And in the commercial, like in all the shots and everything, it's Kendall Jenner walking through a commercial airport with a duffel bag, a purse, and a rolly, carrying it all herself. Flying commercial.
Yo, you're not normal like us, Kendall. Come on now.
Right?
That ain't it.
Come on, Sam.
Yeah.
Now you're just teasing me.
Right? And everybody's like, she only flies private with handlers. Everybody just going in on the fact that she's carrying her own bag.
Yeah,
like, just absolutely absurd.
She doesn't touch her luggage at all.
Nothing.
She got everything packed for her.
Yeah. Everybody else writing, I've never seen anyone so happy flying commercial. Maybe I'll get that bag too. Anyway, it never goes well for her.
Gucci, you want a normie in one of your commercials? Hit me up.
I would love to do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right?
Thank
all
you.
Of us.
Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Apparently, Reese Witherspoon is bringing a television series version of Legally Blonde to Amazon, which is weird because fans have really been waiting a long time for Legally Blonde 3. And if you remember, Mindy Kaling was supposed to be writing it. But so I don't know what happened because this all went down after the Paramount or the MGM Amazon deal that went through. And they had a bunch of stuff from the MGM library that they had dog-eared for television development. And this is just one of them. But Reese Witherspoon is behind it. Now, it's also, I don't know if this is interesting to people, it's going to be written by and executive produced by the people behind Gossip Girl.
Oh, okay.
If that matters to anybody, I don't know.
Matters to me.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
SNL star Sarah Sherman was responding to a video that went viral from TikTok in which a TikToker named Jehelis, I guess, said that
Sarah what?
Sarah Sherman. She's the girl with the black hair with the voice.
The black hair and the voice.
You know what I mean? You know, the girl with the black hair and the voice.
She's got that great, like, mullet-looking hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's got the black hair with the voice.
Yes.
Anyway, so this TikTok that went viral was talking about the main premise of it was that SNL has never hired a hot woman. So listen to this.
Am I the only person who's ever noticed that SNL has never hired a, like, hot woman? And I want to be clear, I'm not saying that every single woman who has been a cast member of SNL is ugly. It's just that none of them have ever been, like, hot. They all just kind of have looks that eventually grow on you. I think I said this about Sydney Sweeney, but I also feel like for humor with women, like, you have to be, for you to be considered funny, you have to be more funny than you are hot. And if you're more hot than you are funny, then it boils down to you just not being funny at all.
Okay. So, and of course, the cast members all responded. Sarah wrote, just found out I'm not hot. Please give me and my family space to grieve privately and ugly at this time.
Yeah.
And then because this thing went crazy, this, if you get like a tiny, like if you get a taste of TikTok, like fame, like where you go crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody ever now comes out to clarify, right? Like what people do now is they just, it's like, what gas can I throw on this? Yeah. To make it go even more supernova.
Yeah.
And so the original poster responded to the backlash saying that had she known the video was going to go viral, quote, I would have maybe articulated myself a little better. But then she referred to the backlash as performative feminism that only cares about everyone being nice to each other. She said, in conclusion, I would like to apologize to no one and go on living in a world where apparently Tina Fey looks like Megan Fox. And in that same video, she did go on to say that Jimmy Fallon, Andy Samberg, Jason Sudeikis, and, quote, even Bowen Yang are relatively hot men.
Oh, my God.
So that's terrible.
So she's not invited to the show this weekend then, right?
TikTok is so gross.
Like we probably won't see her on the show?
No, I doubt it. Yeah, I don't think she's going to get the invite to do that, but TikTok is so gross.
You know they're
going to
cover this on Weekend Update.
I hope they do.
Oh, for sure.
I hope they do. And Kristen Wiig's going to be there too. Oh, and in that video, amazing. She talks about Kristen Wiig and everything else and whatever.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
There was something else I wanted to do. What else did I wanted to do? Oh, Maury, you were at the Rogers Center yesterday for the renos.
Good job.
Was it?
Good job.
Now, because here's my, okay, I was reading something where everybody's excited about cup holders finally, but does everybody get a cup holder or is it just the expensive seats that get cup holders?
No, everybody in the back, and I was going to say everybody in the back end, everyone in the outfield gets a cup holder.
Everybody's got a place for their cup in the back end?
That's where I usually sit.
No, not in the nosebleeds.
I don't get cup holders in the nosebleeds.
Which is
a shame. You're not paying enough for a cup holder.
That's a cup holder.
Give me a cup holder.
No, you got to pay more for that luxury. But all the rich people get brand new comfy couches where they sit, like in the premium section, right behind home plate.
Yeah.
Right. Where Getty Lee sits.
Yeah.
Oh, those are like,
I saw
really
those chairs. They look really comfortable.
I fall asleep.
They look like office chairs.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a game like the other day when the Jays lost 8-0. I'm done.
Falling asleep, have a nap.
Yeah.
Have a nap. But it looks nice.
Oh, with that cool breeze blowing in off the water?
Bro.
On a day when the dome's open?
Oh, sell my clothes.
Yo, Getty Lee, hook me up.
Yes. Yeah. Does he keep his seat, Getty Lee?
Yeah.
From Rush, yeah?
Yeah. Now, he's always right. You see him on the TV.
Is it an individual seat or is it like a love seat? Is it a couch?
No, individual seats. They look like office chairs.
Yeah.
Oh, like an office chair.
He's got a good spot, though, Getty Lee.
Yeah.
Really good spot. But no, it looks cool down there.
Yo, Getty Lee, DM me, bro. At Mocha Frapp.
Oh, and they put brickwork behind home plate. Like it looks like a brick wall.
Yeah, I saw that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks like a ballpark finally, right?
Guys.
Yeah.
Getty Lee.
Yeah. You slap the bass with Getty Lee, right?
I slap my.
Yeah.
My guitar group chat?
Yeah, bass.
My bass group chat?
Yeah.
All we do, slap a.
Yo. Yeah. Now, do you send pictures or videos of when you slap a to the group chat?
It depends on who's home.
Yeah. Yeah, and how loud you can be, I guess, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Like, do you ever just sometimes, like, when you got a house full and you can't slap a, because it's obviously going to disrupt the entire household, do you go to the group chat hoping, like, somebody else in the group chat is at home alone and they're able to contribute to the slap a group
completely.
Chat?
Completely. I'm like, guys, who's alone?
Yeah. You should, you should invite Geddy Lee into the group chat. Maybe somebody's got that Geddy Lee's number and they can just flip it to you and invite him to the Slap a Slap a group chat.
This conversation is wow.
Whatever,
very weird.
Whatever.
Talking about.
Obviously, Marie, you don't understand Rush.
Real bad man.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, I don't know if you watch WrestleMania at all.
It was on.
Wait. Yeah. So Jason, because it was in Philadelphia, right?
Uh-huh.
And so Jason Kelce showed up with another guy from the Eagles.
Lane Johnson.
Who? What's
Lane
his name?
Johnson.
Lane Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, okay, cool. Oh, and they had masks on and like, did nobody know who they were? Did people know who they were?
So we were at my, Shem was at my place and we were watching. And then afterwards.
Yeah.
When they took the masks off, then we were like, oh, it makes sense because there was like a Philadelphia Eagle on the side of the mask and like it was green.
Right.
And then-
so Pat McAfee, sports broadcaster, was on the mic. And who was the other guy that was with him that said this? Does anybody know who he was?
One of his co-hosts.
One of the guys.
What's his name? Neck tattoo. Corey Graves.
Is that the guy I like?
That's the guy you like, yeah.
Oh, interesting. So this is what he said about Jason Kelce.
Welcome to WrestleMania 40, Philadelphia Eagles.
Isn't that what's-her-name's brother-in-law?
Oh.
The one guy. I'm a Steelers fan, Pat. Not yet.
Are you feeling 22? Is that who you're talking about? Cardigan? Yeah, that's family. Number one podcast, sports podcast on Earth, too. And a legend, both of them.
What's her name's brother-in-law?
They didn't want to say it. They didn't want to say it. Yo, I cannot wait because they record the podcast that they drop on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Is New Heights podcast. They record that today.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I cannot wait to hear. And then, Shem, what was it you said? That Jason Kelce, there's rumor that he wants to train with the WWE now?
Yeah, he wants to go to the Performance Center and allegedly train with the team.
Too
with the
old.
With the wrestlers, I should say. Too old? He's 36.
Too old.
He's younger than me.
To start?
Well, I guess.
To start?
Why not?
Too old. Come on.
Come on, man.
What are you doing? Spend time with your family. This is when what happens all the time with these athletes. The big retirement, all the tears. I'm done with it. Uh-huh. I love my family. I love my wife. I love my kids. I'm going to Florida.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to become a wrestler.
The boyhood dream has come true.
No.
Even just like for one pay-per-view.
They can't sit in the house for 1 week. The idea of being at home for, look at what happened to Tom Brady, Michelle, and Gisele Bündchen. Look at that, right? He mentions retirement and the idea that they're going to spend all that time together. Marriage is over after all these years. We're done. Completely done. They can't stay. They can't be at home. They can't adjust to civilian life. They gotta go and do something else.
Yeah, like gotta work for the WWE.
Yeah. Yep.
Hold on, Shem. Does Mocha have comfy couches?
So comfy.
So comfy.
Is the house as big as I think it is?
You have to one day hopefully pray
that that's
the
best. Never gonna. You might as well just say
I really tried.
Just answer the question.
Yeah, it's so. It's so cool. Best house ever.
Yeah.
Shout out to
we
you.
We watch it. We were on FaceTime.
Do you have three-ply toilet paper?
We were on FaceTime because Shem was in one wing of the compound.
Oh, damn.
Right? Yeah. His own TV setup. Mm-hmm. I was in the other wing, and then another guy was there.
Does he have a houseboy?
Damn.
No. He's a robot.
Modest living, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The NCAA March Madness women's tournament wrapped up. Caitlin Clark's NCAA career came to an end with almost every honor and record imaginable except a national championship. This after South Carolina beat Iowa. However, Caitlin Clark will be the first overall pick in the WNBA draft.
Is she going to be the
to Indiana?
Is she going to be the highest paid, you think,
with
this draft?
Soon she will be. I don't know out of the gate, but
she's
soon,
make a lot
soon,
of money,
soon
that girl.
She, soon
her
she
and
will
Angel
be.
Reese.
Yeah. So on Twitter, she said, words cannot express my love for my teammates, coaches, fans, and our university. Thanks for making my dreams come true. Wearing Iowa across my chest the last 4 years has been an honor. This place will always be home. That's how you write a statement. Look at that. One statement, love, dreams, honor, and home. That's how you do it. Those four words, that's all you need.
She's amazing.
LeBron James said, if you don't rock with Caitlin Clark's game, you are just a flat out hater. Stay far away from them people, please. So there you go. No championship, though, being that good.
That hurts.
Close. Right?
And the refs were on your side in the semifinals, right?
That hurts.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Curb Your Enthusiasm wrapped up the whole entire series last night. No more Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You guys all watch?
Yeah, it was a terrible finale.
Oh, really?
They ripped off Seinfeld.
He didn't rip it off. He was the one that wrote Seinfeld.
Yeah. It was the same thing.
No, it wasn't, Maury.
Spoiler alert.
So
is everyone pleased outside of Maury?
I thought it was great because they make so many references to him and Seinfeld and the finale of Seinfeld in this episode.
Jerry even makes an appearance.
And in this season, mm-hmm. right? And it was Larry going to Atlanta because he had to go to court because he broke some bogus law in Atlanta.
Okay.
And then at the end of it, because he's such a douche and learns no lessons, he gets convicted. And during the trial, they bring out everybody that Larry has ever wronged.
Oh, yeah.
Just like in Seinfeld. Yeah, they basically did the entire Seinfeld thing. And then Larry gets convicted, and then he's sitting in a cell, and then Jerry shows up.
No.
And Jerry's like, hey, by the way, the jury's sequestered, and I saw a member of the jury at a bar last night, so they just threw out the whole case. You're a free man. And then Jerry and Larry just start walking out of prison, and they were like, why didn't we do this before?
That's a great ending. Right?
It's a great ending.
Okay. I didn't like it.
The actual ending is when the sort of core group are all on a plane flying home and they're just bickering about petty nonsense on a flight. And that's how it really ended, which is just sort of the way that you would want it to end. I thought it was a great ending. I wasn't pissed as some people are. I thought it was all right.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The 1.326 billion billion dollar Powerball jackpot was won in Portland, Oregon over the weekend.
Yeah.
They went 41 draws without a winner. The winner will have the option to take a one-time cash payment of $621 million. Mocha.
Yeah.
Just say, hold on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, let's just say that the Powerball was not won. Okay? Give me six numbers right now. Let's see if you can pick them.
Okay. I'm going to go 2, 4, 12, 24, 10.
Yeah, and what's the Powerball number?
What do I got up to?
I think up to 10, maybe.
I'm going to go Michael Jordan, 23.
Okay, cool. You got no numbers.
Son of a...
22, 27, come back here 44, show you guys 52, again tomorrow? 69, and 9. There you go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Doug Ford is calling for the LCBO to bring back paper bags.
In a letter,
the premier says, at a time when many Ontario families are already struggling to make ends meet, every additional expense counts. That includes charging customers for reusable bags instead of the free paper bags.
Yes. And the paper ones are recyclable anyway.
The pain in the ass with the LCBO is that they don't offer like that 60-cent bag, right?
No. Everything you got to buy the $5 one.
Yeah, you got everything is like so expensive. Right?
So you can bring your own bag.
I know, but if you forget, though, like at least if you go to the grocery store and you forget, they're like 50 cents or something like that. But the ones at the LCBO are like $2.50.
I still think they should bring back paper bags to the stores as well.
The grocery stores?
Yeah.
They have them at Farm Boy.
Yeah, but not everyone has Farm Boys beside them, Maury.
Yeah, very
or
few.
Or Farm Boy money.
Bags at all grocery stores.
Very few people.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Damn it, Maury. Have you prepared anything for... The eclipse?
Of course.
Okay, hold on. Let's open up the Roz and Mocha Comedy Club. We have not done this in forever.
No.
Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the one, the only, Devin.
Hey!
It's eclipse day in Toronto. It's going to be cloudy. So, like, honestly, for crying out loud.
Did you use that one already?
No, I didn't. I used a different one.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It's a different joke. Hey, you know what? Like, honestly, if you just want like a clear day, shout it out, cloud. And like, don't you make sure you're not like, you know, in a very busy spot because two's company and three's a cloud. And hey, how did the ocean say hello to the sun after the eclipse?
How?
It waved.
Is that an eclipse joke? Or
No, that's borderline. That's borderline.
How do you organize a solar eclipse party?
Oh, wow. Interesting. How?
Thank you, Chef. You plan it.
Interesting.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
We paid you for that? Set.
Yeah, no, time's up. Hey, I can raise my hand. How does the man in the moon cut his hair?
How?
Eclipse it.
Perfect. Maury, now do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Take your one finger, turn your computer monitor off for me for 1 second.
Nope.
Turn the computer monitor off for me for 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. One more!
Encore.
I don't have one more.
Come on, just make one up.
Make one up.
Come on. The comedy genius you are. Make one up.
Okay.
Turn your computer monitor off.
We see it in your glasses.
I can see the reflection.
I'm just going to read the same one. Hey, how do you organize a solar eclipse
party? Make one up. Come on.
This is what happens when you read one a gay, Maury. Like you just said.
Did you say read one a gay?
That's what you said.
Oh.
Even more, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Blue Jays won their long-awaited home opener yesterday, beating the Seattle Mariners 5-2.
So one on, two outs, and here's Josh Rojas.
That's your ball. Come on. Green strikes out Rojas, and the Blue Jays take it by a score of 5-2.
Yeah, they did.
Leafs also won last night. Against Pittsburgh, 3-2. Maria was at that game.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Maria,
oh.
Disappointed.
In what?
I'm disappointed. And fans even saw Maria at the game last night because she was at a Leafs game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was against Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and she was wearing a Sidney Crosby jersey.
Maria, what is wrong with you?
Many things, but I just...
That's not... No, it's not time to be cute.
It's my husband.
What?
That's my husband out there.
She likes Sidney Crosby.
I've loved Sidney Crosby since I was a kid. I wore his jersey over top of my grade 8 grad dress. Okay, you know what? I will always wear his jersey in that stadium.
This is stuff
stadium.
That we needed to vet at the very beginning.
Yeah, my bad, guys. I let that slip in the track.
Fans met Maria last night.
Yeah.
And fans are questioning Maria about why the hell she's wearing a Sidney Crosby jersey.
Yeah. I just said, listen, you got to support your man. No, what are you going
to
do?
No, you don't.
I hate to break this to you, but Sidney Crosby does not know who you are.
I know he doesn't, okay. But it's okay. You can live in a false reality over here.
Okay, you don't support your man in public.
Yeah, keep that private.
You do that private.
Ah, okay.
Keep it in the DMs.
Okay.
Yeah, like you wear that at home from now on.
Okay.
Okay?
So I can't wear it here?
No.
I'm sending you home, girl.
Not out of the house at all.
Great game, though.
Nobody cares, Maria.
Okay.
Great. Now I'm all thrown.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Zane's got a new single called Alienated. Ooh, Zane from One Direction. I think we have to say that at this point because not everybody knows.
He's been inconsistent with releases.
So here's a little bit of Zane talking about why you can't put my music in a category and then like a clip of a song.
Alienated. I wrote Alienated first. And that kind of helped me mold and shape the sound, even for like the way I wanted to approach the sound of my old voice and the sonic sound of everything else, like the guitars. I don't even know what to call it genre-wise, because I don't want to say country, you know, because I don't think it is country.
Oh God, is it country?
Like my version of like blues.
Everyone's doing country now?
You can't really put them in a genre. They're just influenced by other music, but it's my version of it.
Okay, so it's a country song.
Shem your face.
You'll fart all over that. Are you kidding me?
What is that? Really? You don't like that singing?
At all.
What was a lot? He released a song not that long ago. Like maybe a year or 2 years ago that was all right. I think his most successful is the one that he did with Taylor Swift.
I don't want to live forever.
Yeah, but how many years ago was that?
That was a wicked song, though.
But how many years ago was that?
Forever!
What year did this song come out? What year? Seven years ago?
Yeah, it was from one of the...
50 Shades. It's 2017.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. Wicked song, though.
Okay. Billie Eilish got a new album coming out. She wrote on... social. It's called Hit Me Hard and Soft. My third album comes out May 17th. So crazy to be writing this right now. I am nervy and excited. Not doing singles. I want to give it to you all at once. Phineas and I truly could not be more proud of this album. And we absolutely can't wait for you to hear it. I love you, love you, love you. The album's controversial title, Hit Me Hard and Soft. They explain it like this. The album does exactly as the title suggests, hits you hard and soft both lyrically and sonically while bending genres and defying trends along the way. Hit Me Hard and Soft journeys through a vast and expansive audio landscape, immersing listeners into a full spectrum of emotions. So that is Billie Eilish, wow. May 17th.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Prime Video has upped the release day for Fallout. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for the show.
Yes,
I saw the first couple episodes.
You like, right?
Oh my God. It's my kind of show.
Yeah.
It's my kind of show. It's based on that video game Fallout. So all 8 episodes will drop on Prime tomorrow, April 10th. It's based on a video game. Where, like, back in the mid-50s, 60s, whatever, there was a, like, the Russians nuked America, and everybody had these fallout shelters, and sort of, like, the privileged people got to go and live in these fallout shelters, and then they built lives down there in the underground, and then 200-and-something years later, they emerge from these shelters to see the vast wasteland of hell that Earth has become, and then you fight.
Sure.
It's awesome.
Okay.
It's awesome. It looks aesthetically. Uh-huh. The show is one of the coolest looking shows I've seen in a very, very, very long time.
What's the guy's name? The one that I like. It's in all my other favorite shows.
Walton Goggins.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
I love him.
Yeah. So Fallout starts tomorrow a day early, which is really great.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
There's one other thing. Oh, here we go. Beyoncé's 6-year-old daughter, Rumi Carter, has made history as the youngest female artist to land on a Billboard Hot 100. Rumi makes an appearance on Protector from Cowboy Carter, which debuted at number 42. The previous record holder as being the youngest female artist on the Billboard Hot 100 was who, Mocha? The previous youngest holder.
It's
got to
be their oldest kid, Blue.
Correct, Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy. Has to be, right?
Yes. Now, do you think that Blue Ivy would be pissed at this? She had that record. That was hers.
Yeah.
And the little sister comes along?
It's like, there we go again, getting all the attention.
Right?
Taking it all away from me.
Yeah. Like you gave your kid that record. Here, I'm going to make you, I'm going to give you this record. I'm going to put you on. You're going to be the youngest kid ever to be on Billboard. Until.
I can't wait for that diss record.
The Blue Ivy to Rumi?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yo, little sis. You just a little.
Yeah, what else you got? Yo.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Apparently, Morgan Wallen, after he got arrested for throwing the chair off the roof of a Nashville bar, he was reportedly, because of the result of learning that his ex-fiance, KT Smith, had married another man, is what insiders are saying.
Mm-hmm. Heartbroken.
He'd been grappling with his ex's new relationship status when he threw the chair at police who were standing below the rooftop bar. They say KT's marriage last week just crushed him, an insider said.
Poor guy.
He and Smith started.
Wait, he threw the chair at the police officers?
No, he threw it off the roof and cops happened to be there.
Like, police arrest my ex.
Yeah. They say he and Smith started dating back in 2016 and got engaged a few months later. Despite their split, they did welcome a son named Indigo together in 2020. Mm-hmm. The insider goes on to say that Morgan has never gotten over, even though he couldn't stay faithful to her.
Wait, what?
They said Morgan has never gotten over her, even though he couldn't stay faithful to her. Yeah. And now another man is going to be raising his son, they say. So I guess he messed around, found out, and then now she's off with a guy who's not like that, I guess. I don't know.
What'd you get? Partner?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
There is a new world's oldest man.
Wait, who's the old?
So the previous oldest man was Juan Vicente Perez of Venezuela. He passed away at the age of 114.
So the world's oldest man is then...
The world's oldest man is 113? Now John Alfred Tinniswood, who is 111 years old, born in England. Says that the key to a successful and long life is moderation and a healthy life. He never smokes, rarely drinks, follows no special diet apart from a fish and chips supper once a week. But other than that, says it's pure luck. Here is John Alfred with his fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Good luck.
There we go. Your favorite on a Friday.
Well, thank you.
Huh? What do you say?
I said thank you.
No, but at the end,
I don't know.
Like he's trailing off.
Well, he's 111, man.
I guess. Yeah.
It's like talking
to
Roz.
Right?
Decipher that, Roz. Go ahead. What do you say right here?
This guy was. He was born a few months after the Titanic sunk. Like, that's how old that guy is.
Were you there to greet him at the hospital?
Shut up. 1912.
Did you hold him?
1912.
Oh, he's so cute.
I was reading an article though of like all these people who grow to these ages where they're like, it's a simple life, it's a boring life, it's a whatever. And they were pointing out that like, okay, but what is the point? Is the point to just live as long as you can, or is the point to actually live? And the guy says, there's something unbearably sad in the notion of looking back to find nothing. No wild adventures, no misspent youth, no period where sex was central to your existence. Meaning that, like, we shouldn't be so focused on...
Having fun?
No, becoming 100. Mm-hmm. And if you're 100 and you look back and your life was boring, is it worth it to just say you got to 100 or you lived as long as you could?
You know what, guys?
And what should the focus actually be? Should the focus actually be adventure and living and drinking and
all that
promiscuity
stuff.
And all of this stuff?
I do not want to live to 100 years old.
No.
No.
No, I don't want to be this guy mumbling for my fish and chips once a week.
You already are.
What did you say, Russ?
Shut up. You guys are such
all
jerks,
all of us coming
man.
Over hanging out.
No, listen.
Right, we'd be like, yo, Russ, what's up?
You guys are jerks, man, all right?
I will say it was impressive that he used his own cutlery. No one helped him.
No, he cut it himself, really?
Yeah.
See? He's got those wooden teeth. They'll cut through anything.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
A passenger has been fined in Australia for urinating in a cup during a delay in departing after landing at a Sydney airport.
This is the bathroom, man.
You're not allowed. You know when there's a delay and you're sitting there on the tarmac and they won't let you up out of your seat to go pee? Right? So I guess he pulled out a cup and peed in it. Officials say the incident after a three-hour Air New Zealand flight from Auckland occurred last December, and a Sydney court fined the man $395. The incident only came to public attention on Friday when it was reported that the passenger sitting next to him in the same row was actually the snitch who told the air crew. And she said that he was obviously quite drunk as well. So,
did she say to him, "You're in trouble"?
No. I don't.
Did you say it was Air New Zealand?
I don't know.
Oh,
why? Why does that matter?
Because I was looking it up and it says he spilt it.
He spilt it.
Oh no, he spilled the,
so what?
The pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what?
Would you snitch? I'd snitch.
So what?
You're in trouble.
Great joke, Jeff.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The total eclipse was a total derp.
Yo, don't even, bro.
However, that was only like around here. I saw some videos of people in Montreal where it was beautiful.
Bro, I'm watching CNN. They're showing all sorts of nice Vermont.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. Oh, on the top of a ski
gorgeous.
Slope. Like one guy got down on his knee, proposed to his girl.
Oh,
right, people were crying.
So here, I want to play this weatherman from down in Dallas, Texas, where it was a full eclipse as well.
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. In the next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring.
Wow.
Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there.
Look at the diamond ring, spectacular. Oh, look, there's a small cloud and you see a halo. Oh. Look at that, the diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring. Oh. Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
And there it is.
Oh my God.
You're looking at the corona of the sun. That's the sun's atmosphere. Unbelievable.
Bro, it got dark. It got dark for 3 minutes.
Huh? That was David Hartman down in Texas. And I found this woman, too, from down south who saw the eclipse and saw God.
This is so cool. Oh, my God. I better not fall. Oh, my God. This is so cool. Oh, I got it. Jesus, I got it. Lord, I got it. Goodness. My body is shaking. Oh, my God. Oh my God, everyone is silent. I can feel my heart beating from my chest. Oh my God, wow, right there, right there. Wow, wow, Jesus Christ, Jesus is Lord. Wow, wow, Lord, Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord,
yo, you're giving out location.
Jesus, everyone is silent. Wait, it feels like crapture. It feels like crapture. I'm shaking.
Wow, she's shaking the full of Nazareth.
Yeah, yeah. Name location.
Sounds like an aunt of mine.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Oh my
Nazareth.
God.
Nazareth.
Wow, Lord. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
I love that lady.
She saw a lot up in the sky yesterday.
Yeah, she sure did.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
21-year-old Aoki Simmons, the daughter of Kimora Lee Simmons and Russell Simmons, her ex-husband, 21 years old. There's a big story because her boyfriend, this Italian restaurateur, was 65 and they were seen making out on a beach together. So she's 21, he's 65. Mm. Apparently, though, they are 100% done. After the pictures came out of them in St. Bart's last week, the news of the separation also comes right after Kimora Lee and Russell Simmons both gave their reactions to the apparent romance.
They saw the news headlines and they were like,
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
Girl, you better call home now.
Russell said, I'm not going to kick and scream about her choices. Kimora Lee said, all I can do is offer my advice and unconditional love. However, an insider says Aoki stated on yesterday afternoon, quote, of course I'm not with him. I was never with him.
Oh, he saw her boyfriend saw that headline and was like,
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thought I had it made. Mamma mia.
Papa pizza.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
YouTube stars. This is crazy, man.
Who?
Like, absolutely bananas. So, Dude Perfect, these are the guys that do those trick shots on
those
YouTube.
Guys, yeah.
So, they're planning a significant expansion to their video sort of platform, empire, brand, all this other stuff. And they just locked in an investment to help them expand.
Mm-hmm.
So, they secured an investment from High Mount Capital in a play to build out their business in new areas and to expand their core programming.
Mm-hmm.
Terms of the deal were not disclosed, though a source has the value of the investment at more than...
Hold on. More than... It's like in the millions?
Yes.
It's got to be.
Yes.
More than $2 million.
More than
$4 million.
More than
$20 million.
More than
$30
million. More than
$50
million. More than
$100 million.
More than $100 million.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
That's a lot of zeros, dog. For Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect.
To the make guy, a paper airplane?
Yes.
And fly it from the top of a stadium?
Yes.
And get it into like a basketball net?
Yes.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
$100 million.
Bro,
how do I apply? I'll leave you jokers for that.
Thank you.
My God.
Thank you.
Damn.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Noah Cyrus, Miley Cyrus's younger sister. This is the one where apparently she was dating Dominic Purcell, and then the mom, Tish, apparently stole her daughter's boyfriend and married him.
The man's just got took.
So you let me know what you think about this, okay. The etiquette, the social etiquette, because I don't really... it's not that I don't see a problem with it, but like people are very heated. So Noah Cyrus, Miley's little sister. Miley used to be married to Liam Hemsworth.
Okay.
Liam Hemsworth goes on Instagram and posts a super hot photo for leg day.
Okay.
So he's in a tank top, shorts, mirror selfie, right out of the gym, all this stuff. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Look at Maria too.
That's
Maria Mori.
That's Miley's ex-husband.
Dang. Yeah.
Noah, Miley's little sister, likes the photo.
Okay. So what? Now her and Miley are beefing?
Is that allowed?
No, that's not allowed.
That's not allowed.
Why is that not allowed?
If my sister was liking my ex's stories, I'd be like, the hell's wrong with you?
Okay. All right, so that's not allowed then.
No,
so,
it's not. That's so, like code.
Did Miley clap back?
No, Miley didn't, but people did.
What are the people saying?
So they were just going in on her, because saying it's wrong. Like, you just don't do that. And then she wrote, there's no greater joy than seeing y'all get so angry over the dumbest stuff. It's so entertaining and funny. And then she wrote another one that just reads, who gives an F? And then she unliked the post.
Yeah, I'm with Marie on this one. I have a cousin who... she's dating this really nice guy. Dude was a mate, and I followed him on Instagram, liked all his posts.
Yeah.
Right? As soon as they broke up,
yeah.
I unfollowed him.
Right.
But he never did anything wrong to me.
Yeah.
Nicest guy. Yeah. Got along great with him.
Yeah.
But I just, family code.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't do it.
Family I unfollowed friends. Him.
You do, well. Yeah.
I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
I kind of miss him though, isn't it?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Tiffany Haddish, she's looking to raise money. So she posted a video talking about she has so many panties she could sell them, right? Mm-hmm. And that she could sell them for charity, which is fine. Tiffany Haddish is funny, right? But.
Yo, that's your boo right there.
But. Mm-hmm. So
you in love with me?
I am. So it's her foundation, and she wants to sell her panties to raise money for her own foundation called the She Ready Foundation, which empowers and supports, encourages foster children. She wants to sell panties for her foster child charity. Here's Tiffany.
But I got so many clothes, I could probably go 6 months without washing no clothes. Because that's how many pair of underwears I got. But I need to get rid of all that stuff. I could sell them drawers. That's what I should do. I should sell them panties. That'll be a lot of money for the foundation, I feel like. Yeah. Should I sell my underwear, y'all?
No.
Nah, I shouldn't do that. I should just throw them in the trash. Now, I can't just give it away for free, though.
Well.
Never mind. I'm a do the laundry.
Uh-huh.
This is what I predict.
Okay.
Here goes my spiritual prediction.
Go.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do the laundry.
Yeah, and then?
Half off on dirty thongs. I'm going to sell the thongs.
No, we don't know.
No. If it raises money, who cares where the money comes from?
Why don't you go through your closet and grab, like, you know, some dresses, some t-shirts, maybe some shorts, some dresses.
Sell your Oscar dress.
Uh-huh.
Like whatever it's gonna do. Well, yeah.
Socks even.
Yeah. But no, don't sell panties. Use panties.
Yeah, but she's capitalizing on a market.
For your foster child foundation.
I understand, Maria. Like the panty selling could still happen.
Yeah.
Not attached to foster children.
But it's not like she's setting up a table at an event with all the kids. Like, she's selling them online. It's going to make a ton of money.
What is the difference?
Yeah, there's zero difference.
But money's coming.
But does it matter where the money comes from? It's still going to a good cause. Yeah. Honestly, me and Maury are on the same page here.
No, it's going to a wonderful cause. I support the cause.
I support the foundation.
Yes, absolutely.
But you're not supporting the foundation if you're not supporting how the money comes in.
So what, now I should buy her panties?
But maybe you should.
No. No, that
you do
to
love
me,
her.
How much was it?
Shut up, Sham. Jesus, man.
You in love with me?
Okay. You guys are all
that's
awful.
Your move.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The trailer for Joker 2 dropped.
Oh,
did you see it?
So yo, good.
Folie à deux?
Yeah.
That's how you say it, right?
Say it again.
Folie à deux.
Okay.
Isn't that how you say it?
Yes.
Okay.
What, am I saying it wrong?
I don't know. Do I look French to you?
What are you trying to say?
That's the title of the movie.
Oh.
Joker, Folie à deux.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it is a Folie à deux.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So why are you saying yeah like that, Roz?
I'm. What do you mean? Have I said anything other than yeah?
You said it questionable.
My French is on point, guys.
Yeah.
I took grade 9 French, passed with a 50.
Yeah.
Okay, what does this Folie à deux mean?
Yeah.
Part two. Duh.
No.
Duh is two. Duh.
I'm nobody. I haven't done anything with my life like you have.
Let's get out of here. I want to see the real you.
The visuals in this trailer are just beautiful.
Tell us, what's changed, Arthur?
Well, I'll tell you what's changed. I'm not alone anymore. That's what we should be talking about.
Yes, jokes.
Hey, question for you. When in other movies that Lady Gaga is in, is she credited as Lady Gaga or is she credited as Stephanie Germanotta?
Lady Gaga.
She's credited as Lady
for
Gaga.
For Star is Born, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What about the Italian one that she did?
Lady Gaga.
Was she? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is she Italian?
Interesting.
Oh my God, please.
Is she? She never talks about it.
I don't know. I don't know if she is. Germanotta sounds very Italian, though. She's Italian, right?
Ow. No, there's no way. She never talks about it, ever.
No. Italian girl from New York.
I'm just an Italian girl from New York.
Italian.
Good Brooklyn Italian girl.
I'm an Italian.
So I'm Italian.
But I'm Italian.
Italian.
I'm Italian, so.
As a strong Italian female.
Italian.
I'm Italian.
I'm Italian.
I'm Italian. I'm from a good Italian family.
Aren't you Italian?
I'm very traditional Italian. Mm-hmm. Long Italian family.
I'm an Italian woman.
You're Italian, you know what those are.
It's Italian men, you know.
I'm an Italian.
I'm an Italian.
From an Italian family.
Italian. Italian.
Pretty much anything Italian.
I'm very Italian.
Very Italian.
Is Lady Gaga Italian?
Yes, she is.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Two moms are facing charges under the Child, Youth, and Family Services Act after allegedly abandoning three children in a Pickering parking lot at the casino. Durham police say on Monday, just after 7:30, there was three kids aged 10, 9, and 2, and they were found playing in the roadway near the casino. According to security footage, the kids had been left alone for over 4 hours while their moms, a 39-year-old and a 41-year-old, were inside gambling.
Terrible.
The Children's and Society, Children's Aid Society is currently investigating.
Terrible.
What are you doing?
4 hours? Well, first of all,
what do you?
Doesn't mean four,
it shouldn't even be 20 minutes.
Yeah. Don't bring your kids to the casino. Just don't go to the casino, idiot.
I know. What do you think they left in the car with them? You know what I mean? Because obviously, moms are like, we're going into gamble. It was like, what, an iPad and food?
Yeah.
Something like that.
If those kids got out of the car to go play in the street,
yeah,
they did. The moms did not leave anything.
You don't think so?
I think maybe a phone or maybe an iPad.
Yeah.
Here, watch a movie. We'll be right back. Right.
And take care of a 2-year-old?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Right.
Ridiculous. Those mothers should be ashamed of themselves.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Podcast.
Lottery officials report that there was no winning ticket for last night's $60 million Lotto Max draw, which means the jackpot carries over to Friday, where it should be upwards of $65 million.
Get my OLG app out. Buy me a ticket.
Yep.
This is the time when I start. Like, I know everyone's going to be buying tickets, but this is the time where I spend upwards of like $100 on tickets.
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What do you know about mechanophilia, Mocha?
Mechanophilia.
Yeah, mechanophilia. What do you know about that?
Was that like a respiratory thing?
No, it's a...
a fear. Hold on.
Yeah, mechanophilia.
A fear of... like mechanical things?
No, it's somebody who is sexually attracted to cars.
Yeah, why would I know about that?
There's a woman, an 82-year-old woman, a grandmother in North Carolina.
Ah!
who finally caught the guy who was making love to her car in the driveway for 3 years.
What?
So she kept finding, I guess he was also peeing on the car, but she kept finding stuff. She thought the car was like leaking something because she kept finding it like on the driveway, right?
Settle down, Chad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And she put up a security camera and like could never figure out what was going on with the car. And then she called the police and then I guess they put up a camera. Anyway, here is 82-year-old Carolyn Taylor talking about her poor 2008 Toyota Avalon.
I thought something was happening from under the hood of my car because whenever he'd come up here, he'd urinate all over the hood of the car and it would run all down. And I thought it was something coming from under the hood. I took my car to the shop 3 times.
Oh, no.
They caught him on camera. They came Monday morning and they took the films out. And they come back to the door and say, we got him this time. She said, we got good films, we got good pictures, but it was more than we really wanted to see. So I'm hoping that they maybe put him away so he can get some help. He really needs some help.
3 years.
He was sneaking
into her carport and doing stuff to her Toyota.
No.
So he likes an older model versus a younger model?
It's like
model?
A 2008. Yes, this poor woman.
Oh, yeah.
The man was charged with a felony stalking and 5 counts of damage to property. 5.
You think he still did oil changes?
I don't know, dude. This poor woman. That's your car. No. You got to get a new car after that. If you find out somebody from the neighborhood's been making love to your car for 3 years.
I'm not sitting. Burn I'm not it. Touching that car
you
at can, all.
You buy a new car,
yeah,
right?
Could you $20?
I wonder if she was still driving it.
She was. She would go out and be like, what is my car leaking? And then she would just get in the car and go about her life. And then she like took it to the mechanic and everything going and then be like,
we can't figure it out.
We don't know what this is. And maybe somebody eventually told her, hey, listen, it looks, you know.
Yeah.
And then she called the
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, you know, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Spell down, John.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The big question today in Ottawa is, what did he know and when did he know it? Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will take the stand at a public inquiry into foreign interference in Canada's elections by China in 2019 and 2021 in the federal elections. The Liberal Party won those elections. The inquiry was set up after allegations of foreign interference emerged from leaked intelligence. Last week, Aaron O'Toole, the former Conservative leader, testified that foreign interference may have cost his party 9 seats in 2021. CSIS says that they debriefed Trudeau's office on election interference 34 times.
Damn.
And Trudeau claims that he was never told anything about what was happening. I've always said this is why everybody should work with Maury at least once in their life, because anybody who has knows it takes 35 times.
I've always said this.
Right? Yeah. Before something sinks in. How many times, Maury?
35.
35 times before something sinks in.
They should have consulted with you.
Not 34. Who tells somebody something 34 times and expects it to matter? Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The eclipse was sort of a big derp.
Don't talk to me about the eclipse. I'm still so mad.
But one thing that did come out at a Niagara Falls was they did set a world record. And I was like, oh, here's a positive spin on the world record. Mm. And then I read what the world record was and I was like, oh my God, of course.
The biggest derp in history?
It's just as derpy as the eclipse
because it was so cloudy in my neighborhood. I couldn't see nothing.
So more than 300 people set a new Guinness World Record in Niagara Falls.
300?
300.
For what?
The city says that 309 people wearing red ponchos and yellow suns hanging over their chests set the world record for, quote, the largest gathering of people dressed as the sun. 309 people.
Maria finding the positive in this.
What a ray of sunshine.
Spokesperson for Guinness confirmed the city is now the record holder. It took the title from a Chinese life insurance company, which achieved the record of 287 people back in 2020. You know that that was some team bonding exercise that they did, where everybody like had to come in on a Sunday.
And guess what? They're going to do it again this weekend. And they're going to beat this one. God.
Those, we should do that.
Oh, no.
We'll dress as sons.
I wish I got the memo. I would have gone as a son.
Oh, my God.
Roz would show up as the moon.
You know what, guys? We'll do it tomorrow. Everyone dress up.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Yeah. Roz, are you going to dress up?
No, I'm not going to dress
up.
See,
there you go.
My God. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast. A new study into loneliness and how it can lead to food addiction and then obesity. We often think, they say, of loneliness as an emotional state, but new research out of UCLA suggests that it can have profound effects on your physical health as well, particularly when it comes to our eating habits and risk of obesity. The study sheds light on the complex relationship, they say, between perceived social isolation, brain function, eating behaviors, and mental health. Scientists found that individuals who reported feeling lonely exhibited differences in how their brains respond to food cues. This suggests that loneliness may create a vicious cycle where unhealthy eating behaviors are used as a coping mechanism for dealing with the negative feelings that arise from feeling disconnected from others. So a direct link now between loneliness and obesity is what they say.
Well,
what, Maria?
I just said well.
Oh.
Why
what, Maureen?
Why are y'all looking at me?
Nobody's looking at you.
Nobody is looking at you.
I did for one second, though. Only to see to see what Maureen was doing. Right? That's it. For one second.
Okay.
It meant nothing.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Lionsgate rolled out the first official trailer for the upcoming Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, yesterday at CinemaCon in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Usually with these biopics, the thing that always holds them back is they don't get the rights to a lot of the music, right? That's the thing that holds a lot of these back. However, they told the crowd that was in the room yesterday that this biopic will feature 30 Michael Jackson and Jackson 5 songs.
Wow, that's 30. A lot.
And in the trailer they cut, it's a Man in the Mirror that sort of plays through everything, apparently. They say behind the unrelenting scrutiny and the accusations and the blinding media spotlight, Michael was simply a man who lived a very complicated life. This movie will get into all of it. Of course, Antoine Fuqua is directing it. He's the guy that did Training Day and Equalizer 3. Jafar Jackson, Michael Jackson's real life nephew, is playing Michael in the movie. Apparently, he's really great from what people have seen.
Is that how you think they were able to get the rights to everything?
No, because I don't know who actually is the rights holder of the Michael Jackson stuff.
Did the estate sell it?
I should have looked that up before, but I actually don't know who is the rights holder.
Can you imagine? Like, that's a lot of money you gotta pay.
It may be the family. It may not be the family. Yeah. Early reaction was, somebody said the reaction in the room was, wow. The audience was impressed by the visual representation, especially of Jafar Jackson in the role of Michael. The film is not even done yet. Like, they're still shooting, I think, and when they cut this trailer, because Lionsgate has yet to slate an official release date.
But don't you remember they did that with the Robert Pattinson Batman movie?
Yeah.
They hadn't finished filming it, but they still cut together like a wicked trailer?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no. They do that, which is incredible.
The Jackson family still owns the
they own the rights to the music.
I guess Michael's company was My Jack Music.
Yeah, because then he had for a long time he owned the Beatles catalog. Mm-hmm. Remember?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Melrose Place is apparently coming back to television or something. I don't even know. With Heather Locklear, Laura Layton. There was Sydney on Melrose Place. And then
didn't they already do Daphne, like a Melrose?
They brought it back in 2009 on the CW. And
in and
some
around
of
the time
the,
that they did, they redid the 90210.
Yes. And some of the OG cast were back, but I guess that they're going to up this. So it's the three sort of big female leads, Heather Locklear, Laura Layton, and Daphne. And they all get together. And the synopsis is, when one of their dearest friends dies suddenly, the OG residents of Melrose Place gather to honor the deceased. Oh. But the pressure cooker of a reunion soon uncovers old traumas, rekindles old romances, ooh, reignites old resentments, ooh, and reveals new secrets. So
it's right up Shum's alley in terms of television
shows.
This
is my whole bag right here. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So no word on where it's going to air, how it's going to air, whatever. That'll be on one of the streamers, I bet.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Jelly Roll was doing an interview on a podcast and talked about how he had this one time, he had this opportunity to meet Diddy. And this is how he responded.
I did Kimmel the day Diddy did Kimmel. This is the first time in my career where they said, do you want to meet such and such? And I said, yeah. And I started walking that way. And as I was getting down the hallway, this is a true story, I said, nah, and went and got back in the car. Just like, I don't know. It is just something like very seldom does things rub me in a way where I was like, I don't even know if that's a picture I want.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure, have a lot of those stories now. Uh-huh. Right. The one time I just felt weird, man. I felt weird about meeting Diddy. Yeah, like a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're going to hear a lot of that.
A lot of that. Back in the day,
yeah.
At Kiss, we did a concert, and Diddy was there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I met him. But like other people did, and like nobody had. I don't know if he was a freak back then, allegedly now, right?
I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, I finished watching Ripley on Netflix. Everybody finished watching Ripley?
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
What's it about? I don't know.
It's the Ripley. It's the Talented Mr. Ripley story. Did you ever see that movie with Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
Yeah, and
Jude Law.
Yes. And then there's another, what's that other guy with the big face?
I don't know.
No, he's great. He's talented.
Big face? Hold on. Let me look.
Did he pass away? I feel bad for calling him Big Face then.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
That guy. Is he still alive?
No.
Great actor.
Yeah, he was. He feels very talented. One of the best, actually.
Yeah. He was in that movie, wasn't he?
I think he might have been.
And
yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, right. Yeah.
This Ripley show is incredible.
But the TV show is really...
Is it good?
Really, yeah. The TV show is really great.
Is it like a retelling of the story or is it a continuation?
Yeah. Okay, and it's beautiful. It's all in Italy. It's in black and white, so I don't know if you'll like it.
Oh, the whole season?
Yeah.
You don't even notice, though.
Yeah, you
pass.
Do.
No, pass.
You notice all the time that it's in black and white.
If it's like a couple of episodes, sure.
I really got thrown, though, because I thought I knew the story well. And there's one actor on the show who is Sting's kid. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them before in stuff where they were like a woman, right? And then in this show, they show up and they're playing a guy named Freddie, right? But like we're watching it. I'm like, that's clearly a woman. And so I was so distracted because of the story that I was watching episode on episode on episode waiting for the big reveal that this person was actually like bad and everything else. And they were playing the part of Freddie, but really they were so-and-so. But no, it's just, they were just like an actor. Well, and I was so distracted because I'm like, you're clearly a woman playing a boy.
That's like, who's the guy that Walter Goggins?
Yeah.
Right? So I first know him, and Maria and Shem, you guys would know this, from Sons of Anarchy. He was in that show.
Right.
Where he was trans.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And in and like his entire run on that show. And then he ended up falling in love with one of the bikers in the crew.
Yeah.
Right. And then after that show wrapped, I had seen the next thing I saw him in was like Vice Principals with Kenny Powers.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. On HBO.
Yeah.
And then everything else after that.
So did you think he was trans in real life?
No, just threw me off because I was like the only, because that was the first time I'd ever seen him act.
Bro, you got to watch Fallout. People are freaking, people are losing their minds. I might start that tonight.
All the episodes are out, right?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I read that they were dropping them all, but I don't actually know if they did or not.
On Prime?
On Prime. But everybody's freaking out because Walter Goggins in Fallout plays the ghoul. So he is like this guy with, I don't know, he's got like no nose and it looks like he's been all burnt up and everything else. And the reaction that he's getting now is that he's sexy.
Oh, really? With no nose?
With no nose. Like, have you seen a picture of what he looks like?
Yeah.
So that character, the ghoul in Fallout, everybody's like, listen, I know the man ain't got no nose, but...
You know what? If I were him, though, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, so my whole career, I'm not sexy until I got no nose and I look like a skeleton? Yeah,
but it was actually, it was. I think it was intentional. I think they wanted to try and give him like a little bit of sex appeal because he's so hideous, right? That. But the show is so, what's the matter, Maria?
No.
Yeah, but you didn't, but wait till you see the man walk though. He's got a real swagger to him.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to get you.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.